Mentioned Sunday is going to be a really terrific day. Partly cloudy skies and 75 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful weather to head out and enjoy your community. And there is a great thing going on at Southern Village. This has been rescheduled because we got rain in a previous weekend. This weekend, none of that. So head to Southern Village on the Village Green. There's going to be an interactive show for all ages and a costume parade. School of Rock is going to be performing a set. And the highlight is going to be a show by Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And we are joined now by the brains behind Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, Mr. Donovan Zimmerman. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Great to be here.
And this conversation sponsored by Southern Village is going to be a terrific show, 2 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. So for people who are heading to the show or for people who are thinking about it, Donovan, what's it going to entail? What can people expect to see?
Well, it's going to be sort of a combination of things. There's going to be the School of Rock performance starting it out, like you said, and then we're going to have our little curtains set up that we do a traveling show with, where I do a number of different character sort of flows, I guess you could say, with different masks and some of Paper Hand's best from the years. And then I've got a small crew with me that will be, we'll put on some larger, pageantry moments, using some volunteers from the audience. So we'll probably grab maybe something like 8 or 10 people to just help hold wings. And we have got some giant owls and some of the characters that featured large in this year's summer show as well.
I was going to ask if there was some overlap there. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a giant sky bird. We called him the bird man. He's like a giant sky character that we made that's blue and white and has a sort of big, long, curly beard and birds and clouds all over his body. And that's like a really giant puppet that we use this year. And we also are going to bring out some of the turtles that we had and some of the new birds that you might have seen if you came to the Forest Theater this summer of Wings and Feet, which was our show this past year.
So speaking with Donovan Zimmerman, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, and I know a lot of you listening out there have been to Paper Hand shows, do them every summer at the Forest Theater. But for people who don't know, Donovan, tell us about Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. How did it get its start? What was the initial inspiration?
Well, I had been practicing art and theater all through my schooling. Starting in fourth grade, I started going to a school for creative and performing arts in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it's the sister school to the Fame School in New York. And it was very much arts oriented. Mm-hmm. And so I had a major in art and minor in drama that whole time. And then I continued on and basically just through my travels after leaving art school, basically stumbled into Bread and Puppet in Vermont and got inspired and basically just got turned on to the idea of doing masks and puppetry as a way of combining all of the things that I was interested in, because I was also very into dance and music, drumming specifically for me. And so I sing and I love to play drums and dance and do theater and make art. And so when I found puppetry, it was really a big epiphany moment where it just struck me that this is the thing I'm going to do.
Did you have any idea that was your calling before you encountered it in Vermont? Or
no, actually, no. It really wasn't on my radar. Mm-hmm. It didn't, like a lot of people, like puppetry doesn't cross their radar until they're, in years. It's just sort of like, and then you hear about it and you're like, I'm not going to any puppet show because I know what a puppet show is like. But people have been slowly, I think, learning what we mean by puppetry over the years here. There's been there's been a significant growth over the years in our, there's been just every year there's more people that come to the Forest Theater and the Museum of Art in Raleigh, where we do our shows also. And I think it's just because slowly people have been seeing that, well, first of all, our work is, just a little bit awe-inspiring. There's like, we just mess with the scale, and we have stilt walkers and shadow puppets and giant puppets. But, this year, I mean, this show at Southern Village is really going to be more just the masks and giant puppets. And we'll bring out a lot of stuff that the folks who can join us in the for the parade can just either carry or wear if they didn't bring a costume of their own.
That's awesome.
And they want to just help out and add to the celebration.
So for people who don't have costumes, you can grab a puppet.
Yeah.
And now it's just this really cool parade around Southern Village.
Yeah. Yeah, we pass them out. We do it at events and festivals and whatnot all over the place. Mm. And we trust people. We just sort of hand out these somewhat expensive pieces of art.
Yeah.
I mean, because they are, people do commission us to make art pieces and masks and puppets, and they, some of them are worth a considerable amount if I were to actually sell them. Mm. But I think that art really should be for people and not something that is relegated to people only with money.
Yeah.
So we just try to put it out there. And hopefully just foster this idea that if we mutually respect the things and each other, that we can all just get along.
Which is a good value to be teaching in the first place, right?
I would hope so. We try to have our values in line with, basic truths.
Yeah. Speaking with Donovan Zimmerman again, we're talking about this interactive show that's going to be this Sunday at Southern Village. So if you saw Paperhand show at the Forest Theater and want more, if you missed it and feel like you missed out, or if you just want to have a good time at Southern Village, on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m., head to the Village Green. We'll have the interactive puppet show. School of Rock will be opening with a 45-minute set. Costume parade around Market Street that everyone can participate in. It's going to be a lot of fun. So where can people go to find out more about Paperhand and also to get involved? Because I know it's a big, big team that works behind the scenes and a lot of volunteers too, right?
Well, so just piggybacking on the, it's paperhand.org mm-hmm. is our website. But piggybacking on what I was saying before, I soon after that met Jan Berger, who and we became collaborative partners in Paperhand, and we started it about, I say it's about 20 years now that we've been doing it, and we have just been working side by side, and each year we bring in interns and we bring in teams of volunteers, but we also hire puppeteers and hire musicians to do the productions, and each summer we have a production that runs about 6-7 weekends now. Mm-hmm. And so we've been doing this work for that long in this area and starting to get a little bit of traction, I guess. And
yeah.
But just to be clear, this Sunday we're not doing of Wings and Feet or mm-hmm. a full blown production. We are going to be doing some interactive fun stuff with puppets and it's a show, but it's not like the sort of
is that
production
the big, yeah,
with the live band and all that stuff.
Cool.
It should be fun, though.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So paperhand.org is the website to go and find out more about Paperhand Puppet Intervention. Head to Southern Village Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. for that interactive show and the parade and the performance by School of Rock, and just a great afternoon. Donovan, before we let you go, you've been doing this for 20 years. Do you have a favorite moment? Like, there's got to be, it's just such a unique art form, and the shows are spectacular, and I know there's got to be so many really just cool interactions with people that you've had to, that you've managed to have along the way.
Well, there's a pretty powerful and sort of amazing thing to me that happens a lot when we do our shows, and we bring the puppets out into the audience, and when we cross that fourth wall and we just bring them out, people just have it elicits this really sort of opening and sort of experience where they just forget all of their whole whatever chaos in life they have going on. They just reach out and want to touch touch the puppets, or just when I see, like, I remember bringing an owl, a giant illuminated owl, out into the audience a couple of years ago, and the owl had its own light source, so when I would bring it down, I could see really well the people's faces, and to see the light up inside, but being lit by the puppet, was always just a thrilling thing for an artist to just see someone who just has a face and their entire body is just full of wonder and a sort of openness to the magical possibilities. Mm-hmm. And to me, that that inspires me to keep going and keep making work that tries to connect people with that sense of the imagination and creativity and also the world itself.
Paperhand.org is the website. Go there and get more. But head to Southern Village this Sunday, the 5th, from 2 to 5 p.m. Again, School of Rock performing a set, Halloween costume parade around Market Street, and interactive show by Paperhand Puppet Intervention right on the Village Green. Going to be a beautiful day for it. Donovan Zimmerman, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.